Hello and welcome to Bergkamp and Land Radio Show. How are we all? Got some really bad news tonight, unfortunately. Chris's hair dye has run and rotted his brain, so he's out of action. There you go, that's what you get for being a pirate who dyes his hair red. What a ponce, it's unbelievable. With me tonight, we have Super Dom.
What's happening, Jace?
How are you, bro?
I'm good.
Good man. Enjoy the game?
Yeah, I did, strangely. I'm not sure how everyone else felt, but I'm sure we'll throw that around soon enough.
Oh, we're getting to that now. Kyle, hello.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm very well. You okay?
Yeah, good. Good to speak to you on here tonight.
Good man. You're looking very shady there tonight. Nice. And joining us, we have Stefan Selby. I have to apologise to Stefan Selby. I chucked him out of the group and chat on Saturday by mistake. Well, sorry, Steph.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jason. You know, it's a good way. You throw me out of the chat, then get me on the show. You know, there are blessings to everything, I guess.
It's the way we work.
You're good guys.
Right, good to have you all with us. A quick shout out to Akib. Akib was supposed to be with us tonight. Unfortunately, he's a tad under the weather. Gutted not to have you, Akib. But there you go. We can go on next year, no doubt. Right, lads. Sunderland tonight. We'll go straight to Steph. Steph, what do you think of the lineup?
Well, it's the lineup's going to be, pretty stable, I think, considering what with the run we've been on over the last four games. I think Ramsey was always going to come back in. Giroud was always going to start after scoring those two goals at the weekend. What I saw did not surprise me. I wasn't really up to date on Kos at all. So I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't in the side. But, when Kos is not there, you might have put Gabriel in. But probably if you thought about it, you would have just gone with Gibbs and Monreal. So I wasn't too surprised with what we got.
I'd have put fucking Coughlin in for Gabriel.
Yeah.
Let's be straight. Okay. Right. Well, no, I kind of agree with that. Okay, Kyle. Game kicked off pretty quickly. We had an early opportunity which unfortunately Giroud handballed. How did you see that going?
I thought it was very strange. I'm not trying to put on Giroud, but why did he put his hands up before the ball hit off his hand? I've noticed this since I've watched football for so many years. Players always have a habit of putting their hands up, and I never understood it. So I was like, why is he putting his hands up for? But it was unlucky, to be fair. I was absolutely surprised that we weren't 2-0 up at halftime, to be honest with you. How we weren't 2-0 up at halftime was absolutely beyond me. To be fair, though, I thought, what's his name? The young lad, the goalkeeper at Sunderland, Jordan Pickford, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he had a superb game, to be fair, but we should have been 2-0 up at halftime. Really should have been. I thought Giroud should have scored, and who was our guy that had an opportunity? Ramsey, yeah. I thought he should have scored, but in shape, we got a 2-0 victory, that so we got the job done at the end of the day, but I thought we should have smashed them the first half.
Yeah, we it was a bit frustrating, Dom. Should we call this the Jordan Pickford radio show, because he was quite outstanding, wasn't he?
Well, it's just another one of these goalkeepers from all due respect, a lower table side that shows up at the Emirates and decides that he's going to be Manuel Neuer. We've seen it so many times. It just seems to be that for some reason they come to the Emirates and they just turn it on. And he is, by all accounts, a very, very talented young keeper. And, there's a lot of hype around the lad. But holy moly, he didn't half put on a bit of a show, did he?
Oh, he's superb, to be fair to him. The Giroud handball, what do you make of that?
Well, it was a handball for sure. The referee had a very, very good sort of view of it. It's just unfortunate that we copped. We're on the wrong end of one last week, and we're on the wrong end of a sneaky one this week. But at the end of the day, it didn't really matter. It would have been nice to get that early goal. That's the thing. I think that you could see the frustration in the players. The longer the game went on, the more frustrated they seemed to get. Even even Mesut was out there starting to show a little bit of frustration, which is unusual for him, which is, you know, it's probably a good thing to see that. But you could tell that the players were slowly but surely getting quite frustrated that things just weren't quite going their way. I do wonder whether we should have perhaps, I mean, Giroud was obviously going to start that game. Like we said, that he scored those two goals in the Stoke game. But I feel maybe a Danny Welbeck or someone would have probably worked out a little better, because it just seemed that we were getting the ball into the final third. They were sitting off of Ozil and Xhaka and Ramsey so much that it would have been nice to have that extra forward that was able to run in behind, just to give them something else to think about. But I mean, other than that, I wasn't too concerned. Strangely enough, I thought that we'd eventually get through somehow, somewhere. So what minute of the game was it that we did score?
Oh, no idea. I was on tenderhooks. You know, I thought Monreal was unlucky begin the second half. Fucking hell.
Dave's just put in the chat box. We had 36 shots to 4. So yeah. We absolutely dominated the game, didn't we? It was just one of those games that sometimes you just, the lucky breaks don't quite go your way. You know, like we said, we should have been 2-0 up at halftime.
Yeah. I mean, Pickford was superb, to be fair to him. Steph, we started really brightly and then we seemed to drop off and it all got very frustrating. Things weren't coming off, passes weren't being picked out. We were turning the ball over a lot. Did you attribute that just to frustration or to good defence? What do you think, make of it?
Well, I think that they seemed to come out with a lot of energy. The first like 10 minutes, and we should have scored a couple of goals, I think. There was that handball and, you know, we obviously talked about that already, but, you know, they came out, they gave it all. Rambo was making those wonderful runs into the box. Xhaka was playing nice passes through. It was all looking quite nice. After then, I think they just got a bit deflated that, you know, they'd given it for about 15 minutes. It hadn't quite gone to plan. They knew that they should have scored. I think there was a bit of collective kind of disappointment about that. Ramsey wasn't seem to making those runs, actually, after the first kind of 20 minutes so much. Xhaka, you know, he was getting the ball, but I'm not sure if people were just like covering his passes he wanted to make and stuff. You know, it was really like that engine room I didn't really think was dictating the game and really putting a pace into the game that would have like carried on our attacking kind of threat. And I think that's why it kind of slowed down. But I mean, it's hard really to say, you know, they are just humans after all.
Yeah, it is difficult. Kyle, building on that, as Steph said, the midfield kind of stopped working as well second half of the first half, and we didn't keep the ball up top, which wasn't sticking. We were turning it over easily, and then we were getting caught on the break on a couple of occasions, and Cech had to be called in to make some decent saves. Talk me through it. What were your thoughts on it?
Sunderland had a good, like, two or three good opportunities in the first half. Second half, I think Milan had one in the second half, I believe. I actually thought a midfield of I like the midfield of Ramsey and Xhaka, to be honest with you. I think it's worked out pretty well. My only concern about Ramsey, though, is I think he got a knock again, didn't he? He had to come off.
Yeah, he's pinged a calf.
I feel so sorry for that bloke, because every time he's on good form, he gets hurt. You know, it's just
to be fair, you had Demi Katmol kicking the shit out of people in midfield and getting away scot-free. Yeah. So it was kind of going to happen.
He should have been off, Katmol. How the hell he didn't get a yellow card for the first foul, I'll never know.
I wasn't sure who was man of the match for Sunderland, whether it was Roger East or Jordan Pickford, to be fair. But yeah, but I mean, the ball wasn't sticking up top. I mean, we turned it over quite quickly, and they've got a bit of pace, to be fair to them. So, you know, have we got the link between midfield and up top right yet? You know, because go on.
Sorry. No, I still think we need to get an upgrade in Santa Cazorla in the summer. Simple as that. We need an upgrade in Cazorla in the summer, big time. I think Xhaka needs a powerhouse type player next to him, like a Kante type player, or you know, sort of, some sort of a player like that, or maybe, I don't know, just a physical player that could be next to him. I mean, Ramsey's a fantastic talent, we all know, but unfortunately, the guy is injury prone. That's not his fault whatsoever. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is, sadly. And I just hope we don't rely on him and Cazorla and Cotcon next season, because if we do, then that's not enough for me in the field. Definitely not enough. So for me, it's very vital we get an upgrade in Cazorla in the summer.
Okay, never mind transfers, mate. We're sticking to the game tonight.
Right, I'm just saying, though. I think.
Yeah, no, but let's keep the game tonight, okay, pal? Dom, right, coming up towards the end of the first half, Ramsey has the shot. Pickford saves again. Hell of a save from him. At that point, and I know you said you're still confident and what have you, but were there any butterflies going through? Because it seemed really kind of as if we were going nowhere quite quickly.
I don't think we were going nowhere, though, Jace. That's what I mean. That's why I probably wasn't that concerned, because I just feel that the amount of chances we were opening up and the space that Ozil was finding, I think that this back three system suits him perfectly because of the wing backs being able to push up so high. You were talking about the transition between, you know, getting the ball from defence to forward through the midfield. I think that's what works. And I mean, even Coughlin came in and against Stoke and actually looked, you know, he looked tidy in there, which has been unusual for him in that position, because I think that the outlet ball out wide really does take a lot of pressure off those two in midfield if people are pressing them. They've always got that ball out wide. And I think that's been a big thing for Ozil as well, because you see where he is at his best was games like today, where he picks the ball up and he's looking up and he's watching players run towards goal. He's no good when the team's set up defensively and they've got 10 behind the ball and he's just got to pass it to Giroud's feet or try to somehow pass through a brick wall. I don't, you know, even then he still manages to make a few chances here and there. As far as creativity goes, I think this is what suits him. You know, this fluid style of having more options, running past, he can pick it out wide, he can go through the middle if the ball's on. And I was just seeing time and time again, every time we were going forward, it looked like something was about to happen. And I've seen games before where teams try to sit back and defend and we get zero shots for a half because we just can't seem to get into a goal-scoring position. So, I don't know. I thought that it was always going to be okay. I don't know why. Normally, I'm probably a little bit more pessimistic than most and get a little bit nervous, but for some reason,
that's fine.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, okay. Back to you, Kyle. It seemed as though everything the first half was going down the right-hand side. I mean, I didn't realise Gibbs was on the pitch until 35 minutes, to be honest there. Do you think we got a bit too reliant on that right-hand side? Because Hector seemed to have a frustrating night as well, didn't he?
Yeah, to be fair, Hector's not been right for quite a while. I think he's got an injury. He needs to get sorted out. Well, he's not injured, but I heard the rumor that he's carrying a knock and needs to get surgery or something in his ankle. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he's not been right for a while. But to be fair, he still works his socks off really well. I thought he did okay. Kieran Gibbs, Kieran Gibbs was great for us from 2011 to 2013, but since 2014, he's been bang average at best, in my opinion. He's not good enough for Arsenal. I'm just not convinced by him at all. I mean, I thought him as a left wing back might be better suited for him, but nah, not for me. I just don't see him being good enough for us anymore. I mean, I like the guy. He does work hard, but he's just not good enough.
Yeah, but nothing came down there this tonight. Nothing came down his side. Yeah. So, you know, he wasn't able to get into the game as well, to be fair to him. Natasha Nunes. Hi, Tash. How are you, cheeky? Yeah. Right, Steph, as Dom's alluded to, Mez really kind of came into the game tonight. As a guy who struggled recently, what did you make of it?
You're on mute, pal.
Go on, Steph.
I do this stuff all the time at work, mate. I make that same mistake all the time. So, but I was just saying, mate, like, you've got to love watching Mesut Ozil when he plays like that. You know, there was, I remember the first time I watched him play when he was a young lad playing for Germany, and those runs down the channel, are just wonderful to watch. The way he glides across the pitch, always ready for the ball to come to him. You know, he was going to be the route to goal today. I don't think there was really, there might have been Rambo a little bit, but you know, the more the game went on, like it was definitely going to come through Ozil. I mean, the moment of the match for me was when he had the free kick on the right hand side, I think, where the player wouldn't get out of his way and he kicked the ball against him a couple of times. It was kind of good to see that from him.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I said, like the goal was always going to come from him, and it's just fantastic seeing him play like that for us.
It was nice to see, wasn't it? It was nice to see. Okay, so that was the first half. It was a bit frustrating. It was a bit meh. We didn't get anything to stick. Second half kicked off in the most bizarre manner, with Nacho Monreal doing the no-look back pass. Dom.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not his finest moment, I wouldn't have thought. especially when you're 0-0 at home, the crowd attendance wasn't fantastic because of, you know, the current situation of where we're at. You don't really want to be going and trying silly things like that at that point of the game, I wouldn't have thought. So I think he's probably giving, you know, after the game, he may have put some Viagra in his eye drops and stood in front of a mirror and had a long, hard look at himself.
Yeah, it wasn't his finest moment. You had Cech scramble across, knocking the ball up with his hand, free kick, indirect free kick. And the most bizarre, you know, we're not used to these, are we? It was a really bizarre setup, obviously, for it. And quite an intelligent free kick, which Xhaka managed to clear. Kyle, were you sweating when this was happening? What do you make of it?
I was wondering what the hell Monreal was doing. I couldn't quite figure out what he was trying to do. I was sitting there on the couch like, what the fuck are you thinking? And Petr, you could tell Petr was like, what the fuck are you doing there? Yeah, I was a bit confused with that. I'll be honest with you, I was a bit confused with the indirect free kick situation. I was like, why was it not a corner?
He's such a his hands. It's a straight free kick. It's the setup because it's so close. Obviously, longer than 10 yards. So that was bizarre. But I thought Larsson's free kick was quite intelligent. And
Xhaka, he's on
the ball, wasn't he?
Well defended. Yeah. And one thing as well, I forgot to mention, our passing was much better in the second half because I thought our passing was very lacking in the first half. So our passing definitely improved, especially when Welbeck and Iwobi came on. I thought they made us a lot stronger going forward. And I thought Mesut Ozil was outstanding tonight. I thought he had a great game tonight.
He was good. He was good. Yeah. Steph, after the Nacho business, We dominated from there on in, really, didn't we? We took the game by the scruff of the neck and we created chance after chance. It was only probably Pickford's performance that stopped it being 6 or 7. How good do you think Pickford was tonight?
Oh, I haven't really seen that much of him, to be honest with you. I've heard like bits and bobs. I mean, Dom mentioned like, you know, typical like keepers come to the Emirates and play like Manuel Neuer. But from what I've heard, like Sunderland would have been long relegated if it wasn't for him. So I thought it was fantastic. He made a save from, was it Mustafi, for the header at the end?
Yeah.
That was absolutely fantastic. Like, it was one of the saves of the season, if you ask me. That's absolutely brilliant. So as I said, I don't know much about him, but if I'm going to rate him on tonight, I'm very impressed, got to say.
Yeah, to be fair, Simon Collings, one of the guys, he's been talking about him for a while and he really, really rates him, and you got to take Simon's opinion seriously, not his drinking habits. Well, I've got to relax, boys, you know. God, Bennett. It's
one of those things. Have you got pants on at least?
Yeah. I've got pants on. Just about. Shorts. So, Dom, you know, we were dominating the game from there on in. We didn't look like conceding second half. We'd be creating lots of chances, but we weren't getting the stick. You know, we were losing the ball quite often, making poor choices. I got to be honest, I was frustrated. I know you're saying you're confident, but where, you know, if this was against a better team, we could have been in trouble there, couldn't we?
I guess the thing is it wasn't against a better team. You know, like you, if they're just going to sit, like the amount of space Granit Xhaka had in midfield, it was only a matter of time until one of those passes hit a target. And it was his pass out wide to Ozil that ended up finding Alexis for the goal, which we'll get onto that. But he was just pinging the ball around for fun. And he's got such a lovely passing range. And I mean, the ball, you know, you don't want to blame weather conditions, but it was a little slippery. There was a couple of times where some of his passes just skid on just that little bit and the players weren't able to take them down. And then before Ramsey obviously went off, the amount of runs he was able to make without having to worry about being out of position to defend, because there really wasn't any threat coming from them, I guess. But we're just in a position in that game where we had no choice. We couldn't sort of be too tentative. We just had to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, to try to get a goal. And you could see that frustration building. But like I said, that someone in the chat box earlier said about, I can't remember who it was, sorry, Bellerin not being great in attack. And that's probably one of the areas where I was a little frustrated. There was a couple of times where we did get down the sides there, and I felt that he just chose the wrong ball a couple of times. It would have been better for him to hold it and cut the ball back a bit further, and then he crossed in when he, you know, or he held it up when he should have crossed in. And I just think he was a little bit off as far as his decision making right at the final third was concerned, and that started to a little frustrating. But overall, like I said, I wasn't too concerned.
Okay, well, Kyle, I mean, from my point of view, I was frustrated with Gibbs because I thought he'd been decent in this formation up till now. Only one mistake against Tottenham. Other than that, he'd been decent. Hector was really pissing me off because, as Dom said,
yeah,
awful. Sanchez, I thought Sanchez was putrid up until the point he scored. And then, yeah, as usual with Alexis Sanchez, you know, he's got that ability to do the magnificent. What did you make of the goal?
I thought it was a good setup, a really good goal. Sanchez was frustrating me at times because he gave the ball away three times. This is the thing with Sanchez. I mean, he's a wonderful footballer, but he has a terrible habit of getting the ball away. You know, I don't know what it is. I can't understand it because he's got a wonderful skill, but he just gives the ball away for me too much. He needs to work on that. I don't know how he's not working that yet. I personally don't think Sanchez is as good as what he was last season and the season before, in my personal opinion, but he still scores goals, you know what I mean? So
his goal tally is there, mate. Yeah. He's one behind Lukaku now for top scorer.
It's just he gives the ball away so much, but he's not the only one that gives the ball away, to be fair, but I do think he needs to work on that. Hector Bellerin, I don't think Hector's 100%, me personally, because he's not been right for months. But I'm confident he'll get back to his best soon. And I actually believe the 3-4-2-1 will be a great perfect formation for Berlin when he's 100%, in my opinion. So I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, he was a bit frustrating tonight. Yeah, but you got to remember he's not 100% at the moment. I'm not making excuses for him. It's just he's not at his best right now. But I'm pretty confident he'll get back to his best soon. A lot of people were speculating maybe Barcelona interest in him has gotten to his head. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's just the fact that he's carrying a knock, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. Steph, the opening goal, did it come as a relief to you? To walk me through your viewpoint on it.
I agree. I'm not sure. I think it was you that said like you weren't too confident before the goal, and I think obviously as time goes on, it gets a bit more touchy. Is it going to come? But yeah, it was it was absolutely lovely. That run down the side from Ozil. He kind of cuts in from wide, goes down just inside, doesn't go down, but runs into the channel just on the side of the 18-yard box. And like on the run, plays that half volley cross, absolutely perfect. There's very few players in the Premier League that could play a pass like that. It was absolutely brilliant. And then it was just simple for us, for Alexis, wasn't it, after that? So yeah, I really love that goal.
Yeah, there's also a man, I don't know who else is behind him, but we had options to score that, which was really nice to see. You know, I always like the fact that if there's somebody behind the goal scorer, you know, who's going to pick it up just in case he gets missed first time. It's always nice to see. Yeah, and so that's what settled the nerves. And then we just carried on the domination. Dom, the second goal, do you want to talk me through it?
Second goal, that was was it crossed in by Mustafi, wasn't it? After a corner or a set piece of some sort. Yeah. And he flicked it back across. And I thought Giroud did really well to get his foot up to that, to be honest.
That was good effort from Giroud. Very good. I thought it was a great effort. Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what happens. And again, another great save by Pickford. But unfortunately for him, it fell for Alexis. Again, there was somebody else with, I think it might have been Rob Holding as well, that was just sneaking in behind Alexis. So
Was it Welbeck?
Was it Welbeck? One of the two. It was one of them, I think.
I think it was Holding. I think it was Holding.
I think it was Holding. But anyway, it was good to see that there was a couple of players there waiting to sort of poach that in. But it was another one that to me was coming. We had so many set pieces and so many corners for the game that there was so many close calls that they would have done well, even with a goalkeeper in that kind of form, to not sort of let a sneaky one in like that. I just thought that kind of goal was coming as well. So there was a couple of shouts for offside, which I think when you look back, it would have been a pretty harsh.
I think it was onside. I rewinded that to the goal, and he was definitely onside.
Yeah, they showed it a few times, and it would have been pretty harsh. Yeah. But thankfully that one was the 2-0, and on we went to keep battering them. And it was nice to see that we didn't stop there, and we tried to kind of we understood that there was a little bit of a goal difference on the line there, and that we had an opportunity to try and put a little bit of pressure on, which is something that we haven't seen a whole lot of in the past. So it was really, like I said, it wasn't the prettiest goal that we've ever scored, but it was very well deserved, I thought.
I thought we earned it. To me, we earned the goal. And you know, other than a couple of breaks, they hadn't really done a hell of a lot other than kick people. It was a strange game. I mean, Pickford,
you think they were already
me,
on holiday? Do you think most of them were just already at the beach?
Probably.
Do you know what? I'm not sure. Because you know they were quite stout first half in the way they defended. You know, they were putting their foot in. I mean, a lot of people won't like Lee Cartmole. I'd have signed Lee Cartmole years ago because he's a horrible twat. He'd have strengthened our midfield. Send him on a kick, people. But they just seemed to me, they played for a little bit of pride, and as soon as you know we got on top of them second half, they kind of crumbled, and their back four was a disgrace. You know, I mean, the boy Pickford, he was the best player in the park tonight of either team.
Yeah, I agree. Because if it wasn't for him, we probably would have won about 5-0. Probably.
It was one of those. So the game went on. Ramsey goes off. Welbeck was coming on anyway, and Arsene put Iwobi on as well to replace thing. Iwobi's had a bit of a tough time, but how did you feel he played, Kyle?
I thought he played quite well when he came on. I thought he looked a lot more confident than he did the last time he played for us. I thought he did well. He almost scored too. That was another great chance we had when Pickford made a great save. I thought he played well. I thought he looked really sharp.
He moved the ball around nicely, didn't he? He really, really moved the ball around nicely.
He did, yeah. Which is great to see for a young lad.
Yeah, it was nice to see him get his confidence back because, you know, I don't mind being critical of him, but it was nice to see him come on and try to boss it. Steph, had a, there were a couple of penalty shouts in the game. First half, I can't remember the defender's name. I do apologise to him. Well, no, I don't. Fuck him. But he had both arms around Oli Giroud. I know Oli's arm is up on him, but it's quite clear he's being pulled, you know, pulled around. No penalty given. I mean, with two arms around him, surely it's a penalty.
I mean, you see that every week, you know, especially with Giroud up there. I mean, you mentioned he had the arm over the top, and it almost, to the ref, it might look like he's the guy with, like, the dominant position in that. He's the guy putting the pressure on the defender, which I don't really think that does him many favours. And
yeah,
I think there was one in the second half, which I thought was more a penalty, where he was kind of, like, lent off the ball quite badly, when it was just him and the defender, it might have just been on the edge of the box, but I didn't really see the Alexis one a bit later on, where he seemed to go down a bit easily. So, I mean, you're not going to get penalties unless they're, like, clear penalty. So, you know, it's really difficult to really say.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you think about that one? Because I actually would have given that one on Giroud purely because the defender wasn't looking at the ball at all. That's what gave it away to me, is that Stefan there that, you know, Giroud looked like he was in a better position, but Giroud wasn't really wrestling as much as he was trying to get into a position to just get his head on it. And the defender basically just had no idea where the ball was. And that's what gave it away a little bit for me. And I'm usually pretty harsh when it comes to giving penalties. So what would you have done in that situation? What do you think?
For me, it's a penalty all day long because he's got two arms around him, and you're not going for the ball. There's no attempt to play the ball. Therefore, it's a straight penalty. We'd had Ramsey pulled back earlier on. He stayed up. You know, I understand why the referee's not going to give that. If Ramsey had gone down and forced him into a decision, it's a different kettle of fish. But with the Giroud one, I think it's stone cold because, if I've got two arms around you, I'm either trying to kiss you or I'm trying to stop you from doing something. You know, and trust me, there's not one of you lot I'm going to try to kiss. You know? But so,
it is Giroud, though. I'd have a crack at that.
I'd have to stick a sticky digit first, see what happens. But, it's one of those things where I thought that's stone cold. For me, you know, the referee's looking at it, two arms around him. How can you not give it?
Yeah, I thought it could have been a penalty as well, because for me, I've seen a lot of players get away with stuff like that, and it's a foul. You know, the players shouldn't get away with that. But referees, unfortunately, in this day and age, let players get away with it. I've seen it so many times, not just the English Premier League, but all the other type of football that I've watched, you know, European football. I've even seen it a couple of times in the World Cups and the Euros. It's been happening for so long, and it's ridiculous.
It does happen.
I'm not sure what commentators you guys had. The commentator that I had over here basically said that should be a penalty. And it's always interesting when a commentator comes out and says, yeah, that looking back at that, that's definitely a penalty based on some of the other decisions in the year. But, you know, it's just one of those ones where
To be fair, I think one of our players needs to get shot to get a penalty. If it's Dele Alli, as Steve said in the group, then he'd get it twice. Later on, we had Alexis Sanchez. Now, Steph said he didn't see it. I can't remember. The guy from Lorient stuck his foot between his legs. There's contact. He's gone over. Roger East waves it away again. What's your view, guys?
I thought it was a bit soft for me.
Bit soft? Really?
Yeah. I thought the Giroud one was worse.
Yeah, well, it definitely was worse. Looking live, I thought, no, look, you've got to wave that on, that he's gone down very easily. But then looking back on replay, I think live, I assumed that they were shoulder to shoulder. But when I saw back on a replay, it was clear that Sanchez was well ahead of him. And I thought there was probably enough contact. I think it might have been one of those, it's Alexis. You know what I mean? Like he has gone down quite easily a few times, you know.
That's what I was thinking as well.
In the last sort of 6 to 10 games, and almost how Xhaka, you know, gets a yellow or a red card by association almost now with his name. And even the commentators are bringing that up now. And I think there might have been a little bit of that one. But looking on a replay and looking in slow motion, which we have the luxury of and the referees don't, it probably could have been enough there for that one almost.
Please don't. Yeah, I'm not being funny. I'm trying to pour a bit of hatred on Roger East here. Please don't stop that. Thanks to Osama Zaka and Dave Faber, the wonderful Dave Faber's in the house. Woo! Gunners in the USA is there as well. Guys, Brett is a sneaky git and he dyes his hair, but he does put a lot of effort into this. If you guys in the chat box could give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, whatever you want to do, it's fine. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Carried on, petered out a little bit. Did you find the end of the match frustrating? We awful lot of chances on target, Steph. Build up that goal difference, could we?
Well, I was wondering if Alexis wanted to score that hat trick. Now, there was that chance, I think, towards the end where Ozil and him were just pinging it to one another. I was like, Alexis, just shoot, mate. You could score a hat trick. Any other player would have shot there. As I said, there was that wonderful save from Pickford. It was. They didn't really look like they're shooting boots on tonight, Arsenal, generally throughout the game. The goals came from a couple of tap-ins, and I think that's probably what they needed in order to score. I just think that was really really how it went, like, for the game.
Yeah, it was a tad frustrating, wasn't it? It was a tad frustrating. Guys, if you've got any questions, pop them in the box. We'll try to pick them up now and we'll try to answer them as we go along. Kyle, who are your star performers tonight?
Mesut Ozil for me, I thought was brilliant tonight. I thought Giroud played well in the second half. First half, not for much, but second half, I thought he played well. But if I were to go for a man of the match, I'll go with Ozil. I thought he was superb tonight. I thought he played really well. I'll give it to Alexis as well for the two goals that he scored, even though before that he was a bit on and off. But I actually thought Xhaka played quite well too. I thought he was really good in the second half. First half, I thought most of our players were a bit on and off, in my opinion, especially with the passing. You know, the passing, I thought the first half was sloppy, but also for me, definitely. I thought he was brilliant tonight. He was bang on.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to see him play well. Dom, for you, you know, who's your star performer? Because, I mean, you know, Daniel Cronin's put in the box, Pickford man of the match, yeah.
Absolutely, obviously. As far as our players go, I think, ignoring the obvious, Ozil for me as well, I thought was fantastic and was basically just running the game like we expect him to. You know, that's what we try to... I guess that's why there's criticism of the guy, because we know that he can do that and he probably just hasn't quite done that enough this season. But other than him, I thought our midfield functioned well. I thought Xhaka was quite good. So many of his passes were just absolutely spot on tonight that really stretched the game open and really made it quite hard for them to defend.
He's a talented passer, huh?
He's brilliant. Really, and I completely agree with what you were saying earlier before Jace got angry about transfers. I think that if he has a physical midfielder next to him, and I'm sure that, like, the thing is as soon as you ask the questions, the chat box is going to light up with transfer questions, so it's not going to be something you can avoid.
Yeah, let's do the game first.
We'll get that at the end. But I thought Ramsey was quite good. I thought Ramsey's runs into the box were exactly what you expect from him. It's just...
Yeah,
you know, he's trying to make things happen. Unfortunately, he just seems to me like he's just a goal or an assist or one sort of 10 out of 10 performance away from really lighting up. And that's the issue I've always had with Ramsey, is that when he does come back fit, he's played until he breaks. He did have a little bit of a rest last game, but at this point of the season, this is why we need another midfielder that's equally talented, and we don't have
absolutely.
One that's as talented as Ramsey. I don't care what people say. There's a reason that if he's fit, they throw him in there, and he keeps being thrown in until he breaks. And so, unfortunately, somebody said earlier, I haven't seen anything from Arsene, but Arsene apparently was quoted as saying that he'll be okay. So hopefully it was a kick, but it looked a little bit more like a a little strain in that calf because.
Yeah, but when he sat on the floor, it did look a bit precautionary.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay. Hopefully that's something that he's learnt, Jace, because it's something that I've been saying for a long time now, that if he's starting to feel a little bit tight or that there is a kick or anything, he needs to just put his hand up and not try and push through things anymore, because that's when he's going to get hurt. But anyway, yeah, I thought Ramsey was very good today. I thought that he's been really good with Xhaka in midfield, and I think the three at the back really does suit him.
In all fairness, in recent weeks, we've played teams, other than the Spurs game, we've played teams just sat back on us, and the City game, sorry. City tried pressing us as well. And I do think that the new setup, that width we get with the wing backs, really helps, and the extra defender at the back, you know, gives us solidity. Steph, it's what is it? I think it's 6 wins out of 7 now under this, and under this system. Is it working? Yay or nay?
Well, 6 wins out of 7, mate. Like, of course it's working. This is a results business. It is working. We're looking pretty solid in defence. You know, it's a shame Ramsey got injured, because, you know, Xhaka and Ramsey look like they're developing quite a nice partnership in the middle there. We're getting a lot out of Alexis and Ozil. We can mix it up top. So, you know, as I said, 6 out of 7, we're doing all right. So, you can't complain.
It's going quite well. Would you stick with it for next season?
Well, I have no idea, to be honest with you. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the summer. You know, we are looking very solid. I think you talked about our vulnerability earlier on in the game. I did think that we seemed to have, like, under this formation, we had like one player over a lot more. When teams do launch it long, I think for that really helped us. And if we can counteract that tactic against us with this formation, it might be worth continuing with it. Though, you know, Wenger's a stubborn old man, so you never know what he's going to do. So.
This is the thing. Everybody says he's a stubborn old man, but and for me, he has changed the formation too late. But yeah, he has changed the formation. I keep on hearing he never changes. Yet he has. I don't think that should affect whether he gets a new deal or not. But that's out of my hands, so I don't really give a shit. But yeah, the bottom line is, he does change, you know. It's a bit of a strange one.
I think when we lost to Palace, that was a wake up call for him. That was definitely a wake up call, without doubt. You know, when we conceded, because he said in an interview that when we conceded 3 against Liverpool, West Brom, Palace, that was the final straw. You know, that was when he realised, oh, this is not working. The 4-3-3 and the 4-3-2-1 wasn't working for us anymore. And I think that's when he realised it wasn't working. So I think it was great that he changed it. And it just shows you that he can do tactics, he can change information. So, extent.
Yeah. Okay, Dom. Usama Zaka's put in the box here. Most penalties conceded this season. Hull 12, Arsenal 9, Southampton 9. And we don't seem to be getting the rub of the green with being awarded them. Do you think that's affected the season?
Are we getting into positions to get penalties? That's the question. When you have, you know, Giroud and these guys playing in and around the box, we pass the ball sideways so much. Are we making runs into the box to have players taken down? That's the question I'd ask. And when you compare that against the frequency of Chelsea and Spurs as well, that I think that's probably a reason why they are getting more penalties. And yeah, they're dubious. But I mean, if you're in there and players are making these risky challenges, it's only a matter of time before, if you've got to give the referee a decision to make, he may go in your favour. So I would argue that we're probably not making those darting runs into the box anywhere near as much as what we should be. And it's probably been a big issue for us, where we haven't been able to create goal-scoring opportunities against teams that want to sit back.
Well, we've scored more goals than Spurs this season. And they applied pressure, as we know. But again, earlier on the season, when he kept on chopping and changing the midfield, we didn't have a settled midfield, and they got overrun a lot because people just outnumbered us. So obviously the guys couldn't get forward. They couldn't make those runs into the box, and the only midfielder we've got who naturally does that is Ramsey, and you've also got Ox. Sorry, Ox does that a lot when he does, but he hasn't really played a midfielder often. So there are a couple of issues around that. Any questions? Sophie's in the chat box. Hi, Soph. How are you? Just have a look here. I have no idea what's going on. Okay, there's a lot of talk about Europa League here, guys. Kyle,
I don't think we're going to get a top four. I'll be honest with you, I cannot see Borough beating Liverpool. I'm sorry, I can't see it happening. I think Liverpool will be too much for them. So, in my opinion, I think it's likely we're going to be in Europa League next season, sadly. You know, I know, I'm aware that's going to affect us in the market. I get that, but Let's be honest. We've got nobody to blame but ourselves in this one. You know, we've lost 9 games this season. We were absolutely abysmal from December to April. I mean, ever since we lost to Everton and Man City, we've not been good enough. Unfortunately, I think Europa League is pretty much likely now. I just cannot see Borough beating Liverpool. For me, it would take an absolute miracle for them to beat Liverpool at Anfield, but I just can't see it, I'm afraid. I'll be honest. I just
can't. Are
you
sure?
Yeah, I just can't, mate. Yeah, because Middlesbrough have been fucking awful, mate. It's, I'm sorry, but there's no way they're going to beat Liverpool. I just don't see it. I know upsets can happen in the Premier League. I get that, but I think Liverpool will be going to be too much for them, I'm afraid. I hope I'm wrong. But listen, I hope I'm wrong. I would love to get us to get in the top four and win the FA Cup, but unfortunately, I think our best chance to end the season on a good note is to win the FA Cup.
You are one happy bastard. You are one happy bastard.
Oh, I'm just being honest.
Steph, come on.
There is going to be a lot of pressure on Liverpool at the weekend. Klopp came in last season with like a clean slate of like, I've got a season here to build a team and change things around. With this second season being the season that he was going to get in the Champions League. He is coming down to the last game. That dressing room is going to be very nervous at the weekend.
Yeah, of course.
Klopp is going to be nervous. The team are going to be nervous as well. If that game is not going their way, the fans are going to get nervous. If we score, they're going to get even more nervous. But I could see it happening at the weekend.
We've got Everton, though. That's going to be a tough game, let's be honest. That's going to be. I think Everton will be up for that.
I think we could beat Everton as well. So
we should, but I'll be tough to beat.
So, I'm miserable.
Funny things happen on the last day of the season. We know that, you know. Liverpool are going to be the favourites, and Middlesbrough are going to be under the pressure. But Callum Chambers is going to be as solid as a rock. Don't worry about it.
And they played well against us when they came to the Emirates at the start of the season. We probably weren't our best, but I thought they defended well.
Yeah.
So they've got like Gibson in defence as well. Like, there's
the thing
plenty,
is,
plenty
Liverpool,
of
Liverpool have got the arsenals about them. They are capable of losing to anybody. You know, they have that.
The one thing about Liverpool is they're very bipolar at times. But I mean, the thing is, though, I saw a lot of people saying, "Oh, West Ham will beat Liverpool."
Yeah,
But guys, remember last season, okay? You know, Newcastle humped Tottenham on the last day of the season. These are the things that happen.
That was the same James's Park, though.
Yeah, but these things happen. But they were down. They were gone. Okay. It's one of those things. Sport is about dreaming. It's about being positive. I think we've got to go into it expecting them to lose.
The thing is, you've got to be realistic at times. Yeah, I'm just being honest. I just think
nobody ever reached the stars by being realistic. They thought, shit, let's have it. You rock out with your cock out. You do not mess about.
I hope I'm wrong, but
you lot need to come and piss me. Sorry, right, Dom. In the chat box, I've seen people say, I don't want Champions League.
Oh, good grief.
Now, personally, I think that's the biggest bag of wank I've ever heard in my life. You know, to see Barca, to see Bayern at the Emirates is fantastic.
Your club does not advance in a positive way by being in the Europa League. Yeah. And that's their option. It's not like we're going to do it. The thing is we're not Chelsea. We're not Man United. We're not going to buy Di Maria and these huge big players when we're not in the Champions League. They're not coming to Arsenal, even if we offer them some tasty wages, because it just, that's not where we're at. That's where we do need to be realistic. The Champions League is what the players want. Koscielny came out and said, I want to be in the top four more than I want to win the FA Cup. Words to those effect. Not that they're not. I wouldn't have answered the question. I'm telling them to get stuffed because it's just headline hunting. But it's not mutually exclusive. We can have both. But as far as do I want to be in the Europa League or do I want to be in the Champions League? Fuck, I want to be in the Champions League. I don't care if we don't win the Champions League. I would rather. Here we go. I would rather get knocked out in the round of 16 than win the Europa League. The Europa League doesn't really interest me that much. And I don't think it really interests players either.
Yeah. To be fair, I think the Europa League's improved this year, but the thing is, it's never been up there with the Champions League as a top European competition.
Really?
That's the thing.
Has it improved? I mean, a dog shit Man United side. United side have reached the final.
I've watched a few games this year and I was quite entertained.
They've been crap.
Yeah, I'm not talking about my night games. I'm talking about the Schalke, Ajax, and Lyon and Roma.
No, that's fair now.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I mean, you know, the great thing, the most entertaining part of the Europa League was watching Tottenham get knocked out.
Yeah, that was funny. I loved that.
I just see in the chat box the argument that the Europa League's more our level and we're probably more likely to win it. But like, my point is, you don't advance as a club. You're never going to win the Champions League if you settle for Europa League. You don't get Alexis and Ozil to come or stay at the club if you don't offer them Champions League football. You're not going to go out and sign an Mbappe. You're not signing the big star players to eventually get you into a position to win the Champions League if you're not in it consistently.
But the bottom line is, for the fifth biggest club on the planet, or fifth or sixth, or whatever it is, you know, Champions League is our level. We've reached it for 20 years. That's our level.
And we get past the group stages as well.
Yeah, to say any different is utter nonsense. I'm sorry. That's a bag of bollocks.
Yeah.
Any questions, guys, in the chat box? Any questions? Because we've got 10 minutes and we're done. So get it out if you want it. People don't want Champions League because they want a new manager.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He's probably more likely to stay if we do get Champions League. He's more likely to stay if we don't get Champions League. Because I don't think he wouldn't want to leave us in that situation.
I think he'd sign a one-year deal.
He would more likely to say, okay, look, there you go. You're in Champions League. I will sneak off than the opposite. So
I think he's going to stay for one more year, because the reason why I think he was saying one more year, because I don't see any top managers being available. Because I'm sorry, Allegri and Simeone are not realistic options. Not a chance. I would like Jardine from Monaco, but I don't see him leaving Monaco just yet. So for me, I think we'll have to wait till next year.
Why is Allegri and thing not a realistic option?
That's because Allegri is going to sign with Juventus, and Simeone will only go to Inter Milan, in my opinion.
I think Allegri is more than achievable as far as you think about being a top manager. The wages as a manager at Arsenal are right up there. The players we have at our disposal at the moment are unbelievable. I think that any manager that wants a challenge in the Premier League would love to come and manage Arsenal. I think we're in a perfect
position. I think we'll have to wait for that, though, unfortunately. I get what you're saying.
I don't think he's not going anywhere, to be honest.
That's unrealistic, because he's going to sign. I think he'll sign a three-year deal with Juventus, personally.
But Kyle, you think, we all think, that we're all hypothesising. The bottom line is, if he comes to Arsenal, he nearly trebles his wages. Mm-hmm. He has a new challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it could be exactly what he's looking for. But we're all hypothesising anyway.
Yeah. But it's all assumptions and opinions that we all have. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because none of us know what goes on behind
the scenes. It is strange. Here we go. 73295. Yeah. He's always in there. I don't know what the hell his or her name is. Steph, this is coming to you. Is this season time to release the hangers-on and underperformers and get some winners into the team? Or shall we accept the same thing for the next 2 years under Wenger, who's staying?
Every season is the time to get rid of the people that come into the end of their careers, the hangers-on, and try and buy the winners. Like to say that this season is something special is ridiculous.
Agreed.
We've got to go out there and try get the best players we can to play for Arsenal in the positions we need them. There are certain players in this team, like Gibbs, for example. I think we talked about earlier. There's probably like Gabriel we talked about earlier. People will argue about other players as well. But you know, quite honestly, like there's probably 100 players out there that could probably join Arsenal and improve our team and fill some gaps that we need. And you know, there's every possibility that we could sign them. I don't necessarily think that being in Champions League would necessarily help. I think there's lots of other reasons why we perhaps wouldn't be able to sign some players when it comes to the managerial situation, agents and money and etc. But you know, it's like I said, like every season is the season to get rid of the deadwood and get those winners in, you know. That's Arsenal. Yeah. That's what we do.
Give me three players. Three players.
I couldn't give a toss, mate, to be honest with you. That does really not interest me about football. Like,
that's my answer
you can,
as well.
You can look at, you can find so many transfer stories about players that might be joining Arsenal of this. You know, if you're going to go down that route, it's just going to drive you nuts. I really cannot be bothered.
I stay away from all that bollocks. Okay.
There's right. First of all, Loki is his name. Hey, Loke. You right, bro? Simon A has just put in here Marco Silva over Tuchel. Marco Silva just took Hull down. I don't get all the wank over him. I really don't. Gary Stryers. Gary Stryers would get rid of Ramsey and keep one-legged Santi Cazorla and dog shit Hockland. Well done, Gary.
We've got to sell Sanchez as well. He gives the ball away too much.
Oh, to be honest, we've just got to fuck off. I don't think here we go. Right, Dom. Get to Aubameyang, sell Ozil.
No. I've got the unpopular opinion that I'd prefer to see Sanchez leave. Than Ozil. I'd rather keep Ozil and let Sanchez go. Yes, he's scored us a bunch of goals, but the amount of times he burns players and he doesn't keep the ball moving forward, and he's capable of scoring and winning a game off his own boot, but he is the most selfish player I've ever seen in an Arsenal shirt. And I love him to bits. I absolutely love watching him play. But he frustrates me so much when there is a pass on and he just has to have the ball at his feet for another four or five touches, and then the play's dead. You know, and then everybody's got back into position, and then he tries the mercurial pass and then it gets cut out. So that's the thing that frustrates me with Sanchez. And there's no way he's about to get rid of that out of his game. You know, that's who he always has been as a player. That's why Barcelona let him go, because he didn't fit the team ethos there.
That's where they went got Suarez,
Well, Dave just put Mbappe or Alexis. I would take Mbappe all day long. 18 years old, the kid's a freak. And what I would personally do is, like Kyle said, I'd get a big, strong, physical midfielder next to Xhaka. I'd move Ramsey and Ozil further up in free roles, and then I'd have Mbappe run around causing chaos. I think that would be tasty.
I personally think I've got a feeling Mbappe will end up at Real Madrid.
He's not coming to Arsenal. Bloody hell. Don't be ridiculous. Yeah, but I would prefer him. If someone gave me the option.
I mean, I would love him all day long, of course, but I just can't see it. I think he'll end up at Real Madrid, personally.
Oh, of course, he's not coming. The question would be, who would you like? It's more of a, do you think Alexis is that pivotal to the team? You know, I think it would be an improvement to have Mbappe in it and have Alexis gone.
Absolutely, I agree.
The fluidity that you get a better Ozil when you have players running and you don't have someone that passes the ball and then has to take 17 touches and then gives it away and breaks down the play.
If Alexis could be disciplined and run those channels, would you keep him?
I honestly want to keep him anyway, because I don't think we're going to be able to go out and buy any of these big star players. So You know, yeah, I want to keep him, but, you know, if someone held a gun to my head and said, you've got to choose Ozil or Alexis, I'd say, good, pack your bags, Alexis, you can go.
Yeah, I would as well. But the problem is, if Bayern Munich or PSG come up with an offer, he's gone. There's no way he'll turn those two down. No chance. But I want him to stay. Of course, I want him to stay. I want our best players to stay. But I just got a horrible feeling Bayern or PSG would come up to him and offer a big wage.
I think they already have. I think that, you know, whether that's this is the thing with the transfer stuff. You don't know whether that's Alexis's agent just trying to drum up some interest to get Arsenal to stump up them enough money. Apparently, we have offered him quite a sizable wage packet that he probably won't get at Bayern. But if he wants to go, he can go. I don't care. I don't think he's as integral as what the stats look on paper, where he has scored a lot of goals for us, but I think he's also prevented a lot of goal-scoring opportunities as well at the same time.
Yeah, he's not as good as what he was last season, the season before, in my opinion. His first two seasons were better for me.
Right, okay, Steph.
I've got to say, who wants Sanchez to be disciplined in any way at all? Like, his game is about just doing crazy things and trying anything to score a goal. And like that, and you got that's all you got to think about when you watch Alexis, in my opinion. And it works like more often than not.
But you know, we're outside of the top four at the moment. You know, we may win the FA Cup. Alexis didn't stop us getting humped by Bayern 10-2 on aggregate. Yeah. I think, you know, you have to look at the whole thing. But again, it's just opinion.
Yeah.
Right, Steph, I can't remember. I do apologise. I can't remember who asked it. Kolasinac, the guy from Schalke. Have you seen him?
I've never seen him play. There was
that's not fucking good.
Yeah. there was a... Yeah, there was a Schalke game on BT Sport a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I'm going to see this fella play, and he wasn't playing. So I'm afraid I can offer absolutely nothing apart from his YouTube highlights. So
right, looks like his POC one has seen him play.
I've only watched him once against Ajax, but to be honest, I can't judge a player one game. I have to watch more games when he plays. You know, you can't judge a player.
Okay, forget about it.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about a left back from the German league, you got to get one of the hipsters on, mate. Like, I don't think you're going to get any sense out of that.
Chris tweeted and said that he's good, so he's obviously rubbish because Chris has no idea what he's talking about and he's an idiot.
I did see his stats in the Bundesliga, and they're quite impressive, obviously. They're really good.
Oh, it's like anything. The guy had a lot of interest. I'm sure he's quite talented, but, you know, he's still got to come in and adjust to a new league and sort of a different formation potentially, and a bunch of new players. Yeah. And, you know, you just don't want to have. You're not gonna think that he's going to be the savior or anything. But potentially, he could be quite a very useful player for us going forward. And that's all you want, isn't it?
And we needed a defender as well, so that's good. So, in my opinion, all we need is a midfielder and a striker. I think we'll be fine, but we'll wait and see. But I think Kieran Gibbs would probably get sold.
I think it's about time.
It's just an assumption.
Never mind that. No, to be honest, I think, you know, he needs to improve. Right, okay, lads. We're going to the last game of the season on Sunday. We need results to go our way. Do you think we're going to get top four, Dom?
Oh. No, I don't think we will, but I'm very hopeful.
Okay, Kyle.
I hope we get it, of course, but nah, can't see it. Sorry.
Steph?
Yes, I think we're going to get it. I think,
I hope so too,
as I said, the pressure's on Liverpool. Everton ain't going to help us out. We're definitely going to get it.
Brilliant. Are we going to promote anyone from the academy? Right, here we go. Kev B has asked, are we going to promote anybody from the academy next season?
If they're good enough, then yes. If they're not, if they're as good as a £25 million player, £30 million, £40 million player that we can go and buy, then yes. If they're not, then no. Like, you know, if you've got to be that good enough to play for Arsenal, that is the level you've got to be. And if you're not, you don't get in the side.
You've got to give them a chance, haven't you? I think Bielik, a lot of people have been telling me that Bielik has you know, did well at Wolves. I think he could come in. I think he could be an option. Any other names, guys? Danny's put in the group Ed Nikita.
I've heard good things about that. No, sorry.
Sorry. Usama's put Maitland-Niles as well. He's started to break in.
Yeah.
Any names?
I don't think anyone's really smashing the door down, are they? Really?
No, not really. But I heard one player that's got massive potential. His name is Nelson. He's like 18 years old. I can't remember his full name.
Reese Nelson?
I've heard great things about him. I heard he's really good, but I don't know if he's going to make it or not. But I've heard he's got great potential.
Okay.
And there's a Dutch kid we've got as well, but I can't remember his bloody name.
don't worry. Never mind. Thierry Rondry, Chesney in or Chesney out? Steph.
I'll say Chesney in. Cech has been one of our best players over the past couple of months. I've got to say that. But Chesney, I think, was always destined to be one of the best keepers in the world. And I think he's finally getting there. And I think he can come back in a side and really do it for us. So Chesney in, definitely.
Kyle?
Chesney in. I think I watched him a couple of times at Roma this season. I think he's matured as a goalkeeper, and I think he's getting to his potential now. I would take him back all day long, absolutely. I think the competition between him and Cech would be magnificent for us, and I think it'll be a great play. If he wants to go, if he wants to leave and play for somebody else, get Pickford in. But for me, Chesney all day long, absolutely. I think having him and Cech, like I said, would be great. So, yeah.
Okay, Dom.
I think Chesney in for sure. Yeah, I think the only issue with that is I think he would love to come back and play for Arsenal. I really think that he would. I think the issue is that he will only come back if he's going to be the number one. And I don't think he's interested in having a competition, so to speak. So if Petacek is happy to kind of take more of a senior role, perhaps, then maybe Chesney will come back. But I think I would love him to come back for sure, because I think that, you know, barring having a terrible beard, John Welsh is the man on the Italian football, has watched a lot of Chesney this year and said that he has been probably the standout keeper in that league.
Yeah. Simo is just put in the group, Chesney is rubbish. Simo, he's got the most clean sheets in Italy this season, and he has not conceded from outside the box all season. Rubbish, he is not. Somebody put something about Sonogo. Don't even go there. Fucking hell, yes, no go. Fucking hell.
Oh, let's hope he goes.
I'll burn somebody. I will burn them. Fall in. Oh. He just needs to get over his childish antics. I think that's bang on. I think that's the thing about Chesney. If he's got his attitude right, he's great.
Yeah. He's matured.
Neil Vagela. We love Neil. He's a top man. What about Callum Chambers and Selin Gabriel? We're going to wrap this up now, guys. Okay, so this is going to be our last question. I'm going to come to all individually. Callum Chambers seems to have had a good season at Borough. Do you think we can bring him back in and sell Gabriel? Steph, we'll start with you.
Yes, I think so. I think he'd fit in the side. As said, I'm not big on Gabriel. I think he'll be the person to come in. He needed that loan, and I'm really pleased he had a good season, and he can come back to us with a season playing in the Premier League. It's just wonderful.
Okay, cool. Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Callum Chambers in, Gabriel out. Look, I have not been impressed with Gabriel at all. I mean, since we signed him, okay, to be fair, when he first came in, he was good for a couple of games, but he's not consistent whatsoever. I mean, watching him is like watching a human version of Daffy Duck trying to defend, for God's sake. He's awful. I'm sorry, but if you want to play for Arsenal Football Club, you've got to be consistent. You just have to be. He's nowhere near consistent, because people are bragging about him being good against City, but he was absolute fucking dog shit against Tottenham. The big game, you know what I mean? I know all of our players didn't play well, but he was awful. He's not good enough.
Did have a tough night, didn't he? Dom.
Yeah, he's just not good enough.
I'll play devil's advocate, though, and say that everything we've just been saying, we probably said about Chesney at some point early in his career too. I don't necessarily think that Callum Chambers is going to be able to come in, and he's not really impressed me in an Arsenal shirt either. It's a new position for him, really. It's the first season in senior football that he's spent in the one position. He was a right back at Southampton. He played everywhere for us, and now he's first season out. You know, the pressure's not really on like it would be at Arsenal. I'm not saying that I want Gabriel to be, you know, a first choice or anything, but I think if we're playing a back three, and when we have played a back three, the games he's played, he's had a lot of friends when he's been bad, put it that way. I don't think he's been anywhere near as bad in a back three as what people say. And I don't think Callum Chambers has necessarily done a whole lot to be kicking the door down to come back. Not that I don't think he'll be a fantastic player one day, but if you're playing a back three... He has, but if you're playing a back three and you have Koscielny with one Achilles, I think you need all the help we can get. That's why it sounds like we may even be trying to go out and get another centre back and keep Gabriel. So I don't know. I wouldn't even mind seeing Chambers have another loan spell, to be honest. I think
Chambers partnered Holding at the Toulon and the 21 competition, which they won.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we got to think about right back as well. No one's really talking about right back, and we know Bellerin's there, but there's no cover there at all. That's the whole point. Where he's playing injured at the moment.
Yeah, I just don't. I just don't trust Gabriel at all. I'm sorry, I just don't think he's good enough. He's not cut it.
Right. Well, there we go. Anyway, guys. That's it for tonight. Well, actually, Chandrasekaran has just asked, players or tactics, what's the main requirement for next season? Fuck me, it's everything, bro. It's everything. I think it could be a manager as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say tactics. I'm going to play the last seven games and say tactics. As soon as we've changed our tactics and given players something to think about, and I've said this a lot, where you go to a back three and the players all of a sudden have to actually look around at each other and do something new, you can actually hold each other accountable. I've noticed Xhaka pointing a little bit more. I've noticed Mustafi, when he's played, pointing around a little bit more. I think that it gives the players that we have, it makes them better. It gives you a better Ozil. It gives you a better Ramsey. It's given us a better Xhaka. The back three look better. Agreed. Better checks look better. And I think you can hold each other accountable out on the pitch, which is really important. And that's come from a change of tactics, not a change of personnel. So I think first and foremost, I'd love to see the tactical change.
Yeah.
Yes, personnel. I think that our squad's not good enough to win the Premier League currently. However, I think that we would have been a lot closer had we had this earlier in the season. So I'm going to say tactics first.
Oh, by the way, I pronounced the name perfectly. We're now in a chicken dinner. How about that? Right, guys, I'm going to wrap up now. That's it. We've gone long enough. Thank you to everybody. Cool. In the chat box. Really appreciate it. As I say, Chris, Danny, John Welsh, all these guys put a lot of effort in the radio show. If you could give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I couldn't give a damn. That would be fantastic. Thank you very much. Stefan Selby, once again, I apologise for kicking out the chat box on Saturday. Have you enjoyed?
I have enjoyed. I just got to say before you wrap up, follow the at ABW Pro Clubs Twitter account, because we're doing a charity 24-hour gaming session on FIFA in mid-June for Macmillan Cancer Care. So if you follow that account, you'll find out how you can donate and watch us embarrass ourselves on FIFA.
So. Yeah, all the money's going to Macmillan, guys. It's a cause close to our hearts at the moment. I'm not going to say why, but please, if you can donate, do that would be wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steph. You've been superb. Kyle, have you enjoyed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I to be honest with you, I always love good discussions about football. I find it very interesting. So it's good.
Fantastic. It's been a pleasure having you on, pal. Well done. Dom, I'm not going to ask you if you enjoyed it, because I couldn't give a shit.
You forced me into it.
Damn right, I always do. I enjoy partying with you.
Thanks, Jess.
Hey, up for the cup. Yeah, guys, thank you ever so much for your time tonight. You've been superb. Take care. Have a good night. All the best. God save Arsenal. And let's get top four. Nope. Danny, where the fuck's he gone now? Where's he gone? Dan, you need to switch it off.